Well, back home now, a group working with homeless people has reported a dramatic rise in the number of presentations by people in need of emergency accommodation. Novus, a charity and approved housing body with services in the Midwest, South and Dublin, says it's deeply concerned by this surge in presentations. The findings are contained in its annual report for 2023, which is published today. For more, we can go to our Limerick studio, from where we're joined by Head of Advocacy at Novus, Una Burns. Una, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
One of the most striking figures is that figure I gave in the introduction, the number of people who sought emergency help. Now, does that suggest that there are more people with nowhere to stay?
Yeah, it certainly does, Rachel. So in 2023, 2,855 presentations came to our out-of-hours support service here in Limerick. And in 2022, that figure was 1,130. So a really significant rise in people living precariously, and many of those people would be rough sleeping. What we normally do since 2005, when we've been providing out-of-hours support in collaboration with Limerick City and County Council here in Limerick, is that we would have people presenting in person until 9 p.m. and we would have a 24/7 helpline there after. But what we saw last year was people continue to present throughout the night, knowing that there was no access to accommodation, that the capacity was full, but seeking hot beverages, sleeping bags, a sandwich, and just connection and support from staff. And while we were glad and grateful to be able to provide that response, it's really insufficient, and we need unconditional accommodation, more beds in the system for single people experiencing homelessness. And significantly, what we need is more one bed units of accommodation, long term housing. So existing clients that are stuck in the system and stuck in emergency accommodation but nowhere to go can move out, and those presenting newly as homeless can get the access to the support and services they need.
You say there's a particular problem when it comes to women looking for emergency accommodation.
Yeah, so Novus have been providing dedicated supported housing and accommodation for women in Dublin for many years, well over a decade. And we know from our practice and from research here in Ireland and internationally that women often try to avoid homeless accommodation and kind of engage only in those formal structures as a last resort, because they're very male dominated. You know, looking at our data from last year, in our mixed gender hostels, about 80% were men and 20% were women. So for a woman who has experienced gender-based violence, and most homeless women unfortunately have, those can feel like unsafe environments. So creating spaces and creating services that really allow women the space to feel safer and to recover and to lean into that peer support of a collective experience of female homelessness and other issues such as dual diagnosis can help to engage them, particularly women with more complex needs, and to provide those bespoke exit pathways out of homelessness for them.
This report relates to 2023. What have you been noticing in more recent times?
A continued increase for services, Rachel, and particularly this year we've noticed an even bigger increase in the number of people and the number of presentations who are out of our service. So that's not gone away, and the number of people rough sleeping in Limerick has certainly increased throughout 2024. So we do need kind of a more comprehensive response to those people, and generally across services, like supporting people in prevention capacity. So if people are at risk, households are at risk of homelessness, trying to intervene to prevent that traumatic experience of homelessness happening in the first place.
Una Burns of Novus, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.